You know what's hard right now? Smiling. I don't mean life is so hard right now it's impossible to smile. I just mean the act itself is hard. Smiling is fed by being seen smiling. You smile, someone smiles back at you, you smile all the more. That's the chain reaction. These days, I can get to that first part, the initial smile, but nobody's really seeing it, right? It's hard to smile with your face covered. My first taste of this, even before greeting, before Mass today, was last week in a St. Rita School caravan to deliver seventh grade scholars a yard sign and other goodies for their accomplishments with us. No other seventh grade graduates have received 15-person home visits in St. Rita School history. No other graduates have a collection of photos with teachers and staff standing nearby, at most squinting a smile, the curved lips hidden below masks. For whatever hidden in our outward appearance, though, I found a deeper smile breaking through. During this 20-stop trip from Mishu to West Wego, we found ourselves at one point in the Lower Nine, down the street from the old St. Maurice Catholic Church and School. Our scholar there didn't answer, but it wasn't a wasted trip. That was my old school. St. Rita coach Ryan Williams told me, pointing a block down the street. Yeah, I got kicked out of there. I'm pretty sure he was smiling, but again, the whole mask thing prevented me from really knowing. But then he got to the kicker. One street over, on Triku, that's where we lived when my parents were murdered. Take a trip around the city. You'll remember what you forgot, and sometimes you'll try to forget what you end up remembering. Coach had told me this before, but I never had touched down on the place, never driven past the spot, never heard and saw together. You know what's hard right now? Found myself thinking, smiling, standing there on St. Maurice Avenue, overwhelmed by this sense of place, this history, this life. But then a deeper smile broke out. You see, Ryan was there, motivated for our scholars, helping them be successful on the field and court, but even more in life. He shared a text with me recently from a St. Rita graduate long past who wrote a college paper about his former coach, the one who gave him that initial confidence, instilled a work ethic, made success achievable. From Triku Street to today, that's worth a deeper smile. St. Maurice wasn't the only school Ryan and his sister got kicked out of. They ended up eventually at the old Saints Peter and Paul. And during his second eighth grade year, something finally seemed to click. The Maronite sisters were there, including Sister Pam Weathersby, who's normally here with us at the 4 p.m. Mass. And little Ryan sensed finally a concern for him, one that he remembers putting into action by staying with the younger students at recess and staying out of trouble. There are a lot of details in this story, a lot of other dates and places and people, but I think my smile is most deeply set when I add just one more layer on top, today's gospel. Ryan might not have realized it at the time, but Jesus' words whispered the direction. From Triku Street to today, by way of the Last Supper. John 14 this afternoon keeps us in this last intense conversation with Jesus, his preparation of his disciples for his death, his preparation of us for his ascension. Jesus is not here, we can think, looking about, huddled in our houses, eyes just poking above our masks. And for all the talk of the coming advocate, the coming Spirit. It's Jesus' tenderness in assessing the situation, his stating our need, that is most moving to me today. I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to you. I will not leave you orphans. I will not leave you alone. I will not abandon you. We have all sorts of fears right now. A positive infection, a negative job turn, a neutral, cold world to come. But this is our deepest fear, right? That no matter our age, we will be orphaned, that we will be left alone, that we will be abandoned, forced to fend for ourselves, that God has not, does not, will not care. Hear those words again, though. I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to you. He could have phrased it differently, right? Like, I will not leave you without an institutional head, without the spark of inspiration, without a discernible direction. But he's softer to our ears than that. I will not leave you orphans. Hear that and then see again that lower nine scene. Coach Ryan from Triku Street to today. I will not leave you orphans. God has worked. God is working. God will work. Hear Jesus. See Ryan. And hopefully start smiling underneath any masks. A smile deep and breaking through.